From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The early bird sale from 6 a.m. till noon.
We actually had some people cutting in line to the point where people wanted to fight and argument. So we actually had to call the police to come and regulate the crowd control.
I'm getting like a lot of stuff.
He's getting a laptop, and he's getting a desktop, and he's getting a TV, and he's getting two digital cameras.
Christmas has been turned into a kind of a consumer fest where you feel guilty if you don't go out into the malls and max out on your credit cards and buy.
Some of the most irresponsible comments have come from politicians who actually voted in favor of authorizing the use of force against Saddam Hussein. These are elected officials who had access to the intelligence materials. They are known to have a high opinion of their own analytical capabilities. And they were free to reach their own judgments based upon the evidence.
We all operated on bad information, but the only ones who took the information that was the most questionable and asserted it as fact was the administration.
I'm proud that they're finally stepping up. You know, it's one thing to make the initial mistake, but, you know, to correct it, that's wonderful. And for them to be, you know, have the moral fortitude to admit that they were wrong and to try and right it, I think that's fantastic.
We think especially this week of those military families who are mourning the loss of loved ones. Every person who dies in the line of duty commands the eternal gratitude of the American people. The military families who mourn the fallen can know that America will not forget their sacrifice. And they can know that we will honor that sacrifice by completing the noble mission for which their loved ones gave their lives.